We see life as cheap. This perception pervades all our perceptions. When we look at the animal kingdom, for example, we see the activities within this kingdom as verification of our evaluation of life. We see animals kill and feed upon other animals, and we conclude that weaker forms of life exist only to nourish the stronger. We justify our exploitation of life that we perceive to be the design of nature. We maim and kill. We create situations in which millions of people starve while we store grain in silos and pour milk down drains. We look upon each other as prey to satisfy our emotional and physical needs. We say, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and that to survive in it, we must take advantage of others before they take advantage of us. We look upon life as a contest that produces winners and losers. And we feel no restraints upon us when the needs of other people or other groups threaten us. Our behavior and values are so much shaped by perceptions that lack reverence that we do not know what it is like to be reverent. When we curse a competitor or strive to disempower another person, we absent ourselves from reverence. When we work to take instead of to give, we labor without reverence. When we strive for safety at the expense of another person's safety, we deprive ourselves of the protection of reverence. When we judge one person as superior and another as inferior, we depart from reverence. When we judge ourselves, we do the same thing. Business, politics, education, sex, raising families, and personal interactions without reverence all produce the same result. Human beings using other human beings. Our species has become arrogant. We behave as though the earth were ours to do with as we please. We pollute its land, oceans, and atmosphere to satisfy our needs without thinking of the needs of other life forms that live upon the earth, or of the needs of the earth. We believe that we are conscious and that the universe is not. We think and act as though our existence as living forces in the universe will end with this lifetime, and that we are responsible neither to others nor to the universe. It is not possible for a reverent person to exploit his friends or her friends, co-workers, city, nation, or planet. It is not possible for a reverent species to create caste systems, child labor, nerve gas, or nuclear weapons. Therefore, it is not possible for a reverent person or a reverent species to accumulate the type of karma that such activities create.